Before that, though, our first song about banking and finance, an old favorite.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
I've traveled around this country from shore to shining shore. It really made me wonder the things I heard and saw. I saw the weary farmer a plowing sod and loam. I heard the auction hammer just a knocking down his home. But the bank.
Money, get back. I'm off my jack. Keep your hands off of my stack. Money, it's a hit.
Well, that was money, 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 money. Really, only three of them.
For the Love of Money by the OJs.
For the Love of Money by the OJs, and that was Jeffrey Hunt, who's our music mole. Before we get into talking about popular music and songs and politics and banking and finance and this whole system that preys on all of us, actually, some of the preying on us is visible. Most of it is invisible. We'll be talking about that, too. That was the OJs, Jeffrey Hunt. Thanks a lot for finding all those songs and finding so many others.
Yeah, thank you for having me back. And I really enjoy these things.
And Jeffrey, he really knows music, the aesthetics, and the message of songs. He also knows audio and audio devices, how to keep them in tip-top condition, and he volunteers at KBOO to do just that. He's basically if I may say so, you can disagree with me, Jeffrey.
Okay.
he's basically a millennial lefty. You know, it's the generation that has partially reversed the favorability ratings of socialism and capitalism. Capitalism used to be beloved, and socialism was a dirty word. And socialism is rapidly gaining ground, especially amongst those millennials.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeffrey, you've had a lifelong interest in political songs, and spent some time looking for songs about banking, money, debt, finance. Give us some of your observations.
I think what was really obvious to me is that there are lots and lots of pop songs, top 40 mainstream songs, etc., that glamorize money, that make it seem sexy, that just go on. There's a lot of songs in hip-hop, of course, about the pursuit of money. There's tons of songs in just about every genre, really, about looking for money, getting money, and how wonderful it is getting money. But when you talk about how much money and the finance system and the banks and so on, how much control they have over us, that's a bit harder to find. There are songs that are out there, and in fact, we have four or five today, but in terms of ratio, they're relatively scarce compared to the number of songs glamorizing money.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The number of songs glamorizing money are greater than the...
I mean, this is all empirical evidence, based on my research, But, you know, again, being a lifelong music listener, I'm in my mid-30s, over all these years, I can't really think of too many popular songs that talk about the dark side of money, debt, and so on. There's lots of songs in different underground genres, in punk rock, and hip-hop, and there's definitely lots of country songs about
a lot
debt.
Of country and folk. But that, mm-hmm. those reach a whole lot of people, it seems to me.
Yeah.
And some of them then break through.
Some of them break through.
Like Tennessee Ernie's. Tennessee Ernie's was done, of course, by Merle Travis.
Yeah, and it's Tennessee Ernie's version that made it popular.
In 1955. That's partly because...